Here are four principles for living like an American. Protect freedom. Take responsibility at all times. Express gratitude for every gift and opportunity. Become a source of love. Once again, these are the times that try our souls. We must find the strength and the courage to rise up to refound America in the spirit of liberty. Welcome, my wonderful, wonderful audience. Today, I'm not going to tell you her name, and I don't usually start out like this, but you're going to be in for some really interesting material that's going to help you understand a lot of what's going on in the world, starting in childhood and really early childhood. I'm Dr. Peter Breggin. I'm a psychiatrist. This is Refounding America. Refounding America. My head is still in talking to my guest. I had a really long conversation with her to start with. The material she talks about is a bit hard to hang on to. But anyway, you're at Refounding America and Reclaiming Our Children. Brady on TV. See us on Roku, listen to it. This is a radio show. If you're listening to it, it's on PRN Live. Thank you. This is Dr. Peter Breggin again. You're looking at me and Deborah DeGroff. She's the author of What's Inside Children's books. For 35 years, this amazing human being has been looking at the awful contents of books in regular libraries, school libraries, and in schools. And what she has found is shocking and provides us a real opportunity to understand the shaping of our children or the misshaping of our children that takes place. She's a mother of four kids. She's very, very happy to have 14 grandchildren. She got involved in this with her first child, her son. She wasn't familiar too much with the boys kind of literature, and she started vetting the books that she would get him to read. She's always been an avid reader. And in that process, somewhat like when I walked into a state mental hospital as a volunteer at Harvard, and I was forever convinced that my task was to tell people how abusive psychiatry could be, and of course, some of you know me, that became a lifelong. Well, that is what happened with this wonderful woman when she discovered what's in children's books. And if we get a chance, we'll not only talk about pre-COVID books, but we'll also talk about COVID books. So meet Debbie DeGroff. I really admire you enormously. We can begin anywhere you would like with your story or with the stories.
Well, you're right. I started reading all of the books with the shiny covers that were new. Usually in libraries back then, they kept all of those things separate. And if you're a young mommy and you have a juvenile age child, those books generally take you anywhere from 15 to 40 minutes to read. So it wasn't a big ordeal. As they get older, you have your picture books, which are basically your preschool to young elementary. You have your juvenile books, and then you have your young adult books. And later on, we can talk about the depths of depravity in the young adult books. But equally as important are the ideological messages that are being fed children from birth. For those who have children that are listening to this, they know what a board book is. A board book is a little cardboard book for infants because they know they're going to chew on them. Well, you can have feminist baby, woke baby. I mean, the social justice issues, A is for activists, for your preschoolers is amazing, absolutely amazing. And so they're introducing them to climate change. There are so many books on the bat is really a butterfly. The bat knows he's a butterfly, which leads into all the transgender books where the boy knows he's a girl and the girl knows he's a boy. And I'm just going to tell mom and dad. And they use the same rhetoric over and over and over. I was assigned boy at birth, but my brain is a girl's brain. Now, you're a psychiatrist. This isn't the language of 3 and 4 year olds. They didn't come up with these things by themselves. You have the Greta Thunberg, you know, our house is on fire. You need to be afraid. I want you to panic. This was her speech at Davos. And there's a children's book by, I think her name was Jeanette Winters, about Greta Thunberg. And this is what it's telling the children. It's telling the children, the message is that the adults will not do anything. So the children have to. Now, we can springboard that to when COVID came into our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on vacation, and I started looking up books on mask wearing. Now, I was just looking at the books for the little kids. I had 161 of them charted when I just got tired. And I mentioned to you earlier, you know, that was April of 20, and I think I could still be adding to that chart.
And this is books about masks, just masks.
Yes, yes. And so most of these books only had a few hundred words in them. So what were you going to say? The same thing. You know, you had to wear the mask or you were going to kill grandma. You had to wash
your
hands.
That's actually, I want to stop a minute. That's in a children's book. You're going to kill grandma. And where would you find a book like that? Do you happen to recall that kind, that particular book, or at least its genre?
Well, they all have that same message. If you don't do what you are supposed to do, you can kill others, you see? And so you have to be obedient. You have to do these things. Because remember, at the same time, the children were all wearing masks at school.
I didn't know this, and you didn't exactly say this when we were talking. This is so awful.
Well,
I mean, it gives me a kind of rage toward the people who are doing it that I always generally keep contained as a reformer because I don't want to wear out. This is awful.
Yeah, and it's not just the masks. It's every other issue also. Anything that you hear about today that bothers you in politics or, you know, anywhere. It started out in children's books. You always find it in children's books first. Remember, this is what Hitler did. This is what Hitler did. And my daughter wrote the foreword to my book, and she quotes from some of the books that Hitler used with the Hitler Youth, making them hate Jewish people.
Yeah.
And it was effective. See, these things work. So I'm going to back up.
It's going to be incredibly effective, and it can have a lifelong effect.
Absolutely.
It can even grow over a lifetime.
See, because the kids grow up. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. So I'm going to start with something that I think will help parents understand a little bit better about the books their children are reading. First, you have to consider who the target age range is for that particular book. Okay, now, think about, I'm sure you probably remember this, Escape from Alcatraz, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was happening? Prisoners were trying to escape Alcatraz. Who were you rooting for? All right.
Prisoners.
You get a bond with the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
Yeah.
All right. So the children are given these books